Carl, first of all, tell me about yourself and what you do.
Well, I'm a professor at Michigan State University, and I'm here at the conference to discuss some of the work we're doing, looking at methods to diversify the ethanol product platform that's coming from the ethanol producers. We're trying to look at new products that they can make to diversify so that they can react to the market in different ways by having more of a biorefinery philosophy. If they have more than one product that they can produce, they can react to the markets, and they can shift production.
So what are some examples of some of the other types of byproducts, or whatever you call it, from the production process that you might suggest to them?
Well, we're not particularly looking. My particular work is not working with the byproducts of the ethanol production itself, and there's a lot of good work that's going on here at the meeting that does use some of the distiller's dry grains. What we've been doing is looking at the use of ethanol as a reagent to produce actually higher value chemicals from the ethanol, rather than looking at using a byproduct. Byproducts still are important, though, because that's one of the issues with ethanol, is what are you going to do with the byproducts? Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we're trying to do as we look at technologies to use that ethanol and make it more valuable is we try to look at processes that will produce very minimal, if any, subsequent byproducts, because you want to always keep the majority of your feedstock going towards the mass that you want to sell. And so we're looking at creating organic acids by combining organic acids with ethanol to make esters. And esters are good solvents. They're used a lot in the chemical industry now. And we think that the bio-derived esters can have a substantial impact, provide the ethanol producers with a different alternative product.
Have you been able to do any kind of quantification of what that can mean to a company that's involved in ethanol production?
Yes, we have done some economics, and those economics are available from the NCGA that certainly people would want to look at those and evaluate those. And the economics look very attractive because of the return on investments look very good, and the products that we're making, I would say the return on investments look good at prices that are below the current market prices for those products because of the technology that we've developed. We're looking at taking chemicals that are normally produced by batch production in relatively small volumes and moving them to production processes that can be run continuously at lower operating expenses and provide a product that should be sellable and hopefully open some markets for organic esters from ethanol.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to your presentation here this afternoon at the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.